You're listening to SBS News.
A grandmother meets her grandchild for the first time.
It's just, look at him, it's just, there's no words. You can't describe, what, how do you describe this feeling? You know? Yeah, look. It's such a joy, you know? Yes, yes, Mita. Yes, Baba.
Bhavna Patel was at John F. Kennedy Airport after the first international flights touched down in the United States following the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions. For Kushal Patel, the child's father, seeing his mother meet her grandson for the first time was a touching and tender moment.
Honestly, it felt amazing to see them hugging and holding hands, and yeah, it's just, that's the thing that I've missed the most is them not being able to be together, just because I know how much it means to me to be able to hold him, and having them not be able to do that, it's been really painful. So this, I'm so glad it happened. I'm so glad it's real. It's just, it's amazing. It's, yeah, it feels really, really, really good.
The travel ban first imposed in early 2020 had barred access to non-US citizens traveling from 33 countries, including China, India, and much of Europe, and also restricted overland entry from Mexico and Canada. The unprecedented restrictions have prevented people from reuniting with families, attending weddings, saying goodbye at funerals, and greeting new babies. In California, near the Mexican border in San Diego, Mayor Todd Gloria lamented the economic loss and immeasurable impacts the border closure has had on businesses and families.
Until today, the border has been closed to non-essential travel since March of 2020, something that was absolutely unthinkable just a few years ago, but has been the case for nearly 2 years. As a result, there have been millions of dollars in economic loss and measurable impacts to local families who live by national lifestyles. Some of those families have not been able to be reunited in over 20 months. But today, that all changes, and that is why we are all so extremely happy.
Just across the southern border in Tijuana, Mayor Montserrat Caballero spoke of a return to normalcy.
We are certain that decision to reopen the border will help promote regional economies in both sides of the border and will allow a certain degree of normality to come back.
Meanwhile, Russians have returned to work after a mandated 9-day break, with authorities expressing uncertainty whether the measure helped tame a record-breaking surge of coronavirus infections and deaths. Daily tallies of new cases and COVID-19 deaths remained high throughout the non-working period, with hospitals at near capacity. Russia's coronavirus task force reported 39,400 new infections and 1,190 deaths on Monday. To the European Union, where authorities say there is no conclusive evidence of a cancer risk from synthetic face masks and are urging people to keep wearing them. A report in October by Belgium's public health agency, Sciensano, said it had found titanium dioxide, a potentially hazardous substance, in the synthetic face masks it examined, including commonly worn models. Sciensano's operational director, Joris van Loco, explains the potential health risk.
We have seen in our study that titanium dioxide is present in the face mask, where they are located, in the core of the fiber, but also at the surface. And when we do a theoretical investigation, a risk assessment of that, then we cannot exclude a health risk.
Titanium dioxide is used as a white colorant and matting agent in masks and textile products, and in sunscreen, paints, and food products like soups and chewing gums. European Commission spokeswoman Sonia Gospodinova says that the risks involved with COVID-19 are greater than any potential risk from the masks.
What is very important to underline that this study doesn't put in question the fact that wearing a mask is more beneficial than any potential health risk that wearing a mask could pose. So we have hard evidence that wearing a mask is very effective to curb the spread of the virus. So I highly recommend to citizens to continue wearing masks.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.